the heavy snow that's pounding the Northeast is keeping the New York Giants from getting home. It's the second time this season the team's been stuck due to bad weather. What makes it worse that they're staying at a Wisconsin hotel is the team's loss to Green Bay yesterday. Police are looking for the person who attacked an Arizona state lawmaker on Christmas Day. Here's what happened. Frank Pratt went in to check on his swimming pool store when someone came in, beat him up, knocked him unconscious, and left him tied up. Pratt is hospitalized in stable condition. And that actor who was seriously injured while performing an aerial stunt in the Spider-Man musical in New York is walking again, thankfully. Christopher Tierney's father says Tierney wants to return to the show. He fell at least 20 feet during the Broadway show last week and had successful back surgery. Well, you may not remember Connie Culp's name, but you'll probably remember her incredible story. She was the recipient of the very first face transplant in the United States. Back in 2004, a shotgun blast robbed her of our identity. Breathing, eating, living, everything we take for granted was difficult for her. Then after years of waiting, Culp was matched with a donor, a face donor. 2 years ago this month, eight surgeons at the Cleveland Clinic gave her a big piece of her humanity back. And recently, she met the family of her donor. I spoke to Connie Culp earlier this morning. Connie Culp joins us now from Pittsburgh. Connie, thank you so much for joining us. I guess the question everybody wants to know is, how are you doing? What is day-to-day life like for you right now?
It's ordinary like everybody else's. I'm doing really good right now.
Yeah, I bet it feels
good. I'm trying to stay warm like everybody else.
Yeah, I'm sure. Not easy these days. Yeah. You know, one thing I definitely want to talk to you about is that I know that you recently met your donor family, the family of the woman who gave you your face, if you will. Tell me what that was like.
Oh, it was scary at first, but we had a really good time, and they explained to me what happened to the wife, and they're just so sweet. I mean, she was a nurse in a rest home, and she was a donor from the beginning, so, you know, it was easy for them to make the decision.
I know that she donated enough parts to help 50 people, including yourself, and I know that you've said when they gave you that hug, they held you so tight, it felt pretty real, didn't it?